were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority. In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Who was astounded and why? We are early in Mark's gospel. Here we are in the fourth Sunday after Epiphany, and we are still reading from Mark chapter 1. That is the beauty and the power of Mark's gospel. It is short, and it is packed full of the word and the life and the ministry of Jesus. Even in today's reading, there are only 7 short verses, and yet we learn so much. Jesus has just called his first disciples, Simon, Andrew, James, and John, and has given them the encouragement that he will make them fishers of people. And they travel north together along the Sea of Galilee up to Capernaum. And they visit a synagogue. Now, synagogues are just like churches. Synagogues were all over the region, all over Palestine in the time of Jesus. They are those smaller places where people of the Jewish faith gathered to learn and to worship, just like church. And in the Christian faith, in that of the Episcopal Church, we have churches all over in communities, in neighborhoods, where local communities can gather and worship and learn. But we also have those larger churches, those cathedrals, which are the center of our faith and of our church and of our worship and of our authority. And if you want to see some beautiful prints and paintings of cathedrals, go down to Rowley Hall and just take a walk around, and you'll see some of the beautiful cathedrals that are in our church. But these smaller churches serve neighborhoods and communities, the same that synagogues did in the time of Christ. The cathedral equivalent in the Jewish faith, we could say, is temple. And it is Jesus' authority that brings him eventually to Jerusalem and to the temple to teach even there. In the temple is the center of worship, leadership, authority, and the Holy of Holies. Jesus eventually makes his way to Jerusalem, but he begins his ministry in the synagogues all throughout Galilee, in the neighborhoods and in the communities. This is where he begins his teaching and his preaching. Let's think about cathedral and temple one more time. You all understand and have heard of the term pilgrimage. Well, at one time, traditionally, the pilgrimage, we would journey to cathedral on the holy feasts. We would travel to wherever the cathedral was, and we would gather for holy feasts. Well, that became too much. That was too often. We have hundreds of feasts, right? Well, how about just the sacred ones, the higher ones? And then it became to maybe just once a year. And now the pilgrimage might be once in a lifetime. Jerusalem was such a pilgrimage for the people of Jesus' time. So he begins his teaching and his preaching in the towns and the villages, out in the country, out among the people. So who is it again that is initially astounded and amazed by Jesus' teachings and preaching? These are the local church leaders and the people. Those local church leaders that have come up out of that community. They were amazed and astounded by the confidence and authority with which Jesus spoke. They were not accustomed to this. If you can imagine a small church with having every Sunday worship, possibly morning prayer, and then maybe sometimes communion, and then in walks somebody who knows what they're doing and has the authority direct from God, it would be quite astounding. It must have been amazing. It may have been as though, how about presiding bishop Michael Curry shows up here next Sunday and he says, I heard you all had an annual meeting. I just wanted to check in and make sure it went okay. And for him to get up here in this pulpit, and if those of you have heard him, he doesn't stay here. He gets down and he gets right in the midst of the people. And then I can hear you all saying, ah, now that's a sermon. That's a sermon. Come on, Paul, let's get with it. But the people were astounded. But more happens there in this synagogue in Capernaum. Jesus is confronted by a man with an unclean spirit. The spirit names Jesus because he recognizes Jesus as the Holy One of God. Even the demon recognizes this authority. Jesus rebukes the spirit and heals the man. And this is just the beginning of Jesus' ministry. This is how it begins according to the record of Mark. Jesus teaches, preaches, and heals. What are these teachings? What are these preachings? It simply says, not in Mark, but in Matthew, Jesus proclaims the gospel of the kingdom all throughout Galilee. There it is. The teachings. In Mark's gospel, there are 6 chapters of Jesus teaching, preaching, and healing before we hear of a miracle. I think that is astounding. The miracle that he performs comes, and we read it at the end of chapter 6, and it is the feeding of the 5,000. So look what has happened during the record of Mark's gospel in those first moments in days and weeks and months of Jesus' ministry. Just through teaching, spreading the word, preaching, and healing, the followers of Christ have grown to 5,000 plus. That is amazing.
The traditional first miracle, though, isn't that what we're thinking?
Well, that's in the Gospel of John. And it happens right away at the beginning of chapter 2, when Jesus turns the water into wine at the wedding in Cana. But the point of that miracle was to do the same thing, to manifest on earth the authority of Jesus Christ. So much happens in these 7 verses. Jesus teaches, and his authority is recognized. Jesus heals a man from a demon, and then his fame spreads throughout all the region, throughout all Galilee, Judea, in the surrounding areas. Thousands will follow him. People from all over learn of Jesus of Nazareth. And when they hear that he is coming to their town, they get excited. And they rush out to see him, breaking through sometimes that inner circle that protects him and all those disciples fighting those folks off. But they cannot be stopped. They ask to see him. They ask for their own healing. They want to touch his garment. They bring their sick on beds and any way that they can get it to him, tear open a ceiling and drop him in his midst. They're doing anything to get to this Jesus of Nazareth. And they want to get close to him, to hear his teachings and those beautiful beatitudes. They want to hear the parables, all those lessons of hope and of God's love for all, and about the kingdom of heaven. And they were astounded. We hear these same teachings here at church. We have the Gospels and we read them every Sunday morning. You read them at home. You pick up your Bibles and you read whenever the Spirit so moves you. And so the question for us then is, what astounds you? What makes you ask, what type of teaching is this? I've never heard anything like this before. What moves you to new levels of discernment in your life? We read on and we are pressed into new areas of understanding. And the Holy Spirit moves us sometimes to pause and to ask questions because we haven't heard this before. And yes, sometimes we may even feel some healing. And we feel renewal of strength and energy of spirit. We receive it on our own with the word in prayer and meditation. And we receive it here at church when we gather together to learn and to worship and to be astounded. Allow yourselves to be astounded. Open up to the word and be amazed. Be open to the teachings and the preachings and the healing of Jesus Christ. Amen.